How much was Robert able to do today, and how did he look to you?
He was limited, but I was impressed with how he worked and what he did.
Mike, if we had told you Sunday that he'd be able to look this good Wednesday, would you have believed it?
Well, you never know. You know, that's why you go day by day, and you know, we'll see at the end of the week if he's full speed, ready to go. And if he is, he'll play.
How tough is it to balance what's best for RG3 compared to what's best for the Redskins in a playoff push, and you know, that delicate fine line you have to walk with putting a guy in there?
Well, you get a chance to watch him every day in practice. I get a good gut feel if a guy can play or not. And you watch him every day, and you can see what he does, you know, on the practice field and how it'll carry over in the game. If he can't do it on the practice field, the chances are he's not going to be able to do it, you know, during the game. So we'll evaluate that through the week and, you know, then make a decision, you know, what's the best for him and what's the best for our football team.
Is there a difference between, let's just say, Friday, being able to do everything you want him to do and looking like he can play football, and then still the potential of maybe re-aggravation or risking further injury? In other words, he's fine to play, but he could hurt himself more for the future.
Well, I think you take all that into consideration when you make a decision. You're looking at him every day and how he's practicing in comparison to what he could do before when he was completely healthy. You try to evaluate him on the field, not what he's telling you, exactly what you see. And then you make a decision. What's the best thing for him as well as your football team?
Who's going to have the final decision there, Mike? Will it be you or Robert or anybody else for that matter?
Well, obviously, when you make a decision like that, you're talking to a number of people.
Mike, you, Robert.
Well, like I said, usually I can see. I've had players tell me that they can go, they're ready to go, and you can see they aren't ready to go. And, you know, you go by your experience just being out there evaluating people, and a lot of players will tell you a lot of different things, but you can see if somebody's ready to practice or ready to play, and kind of go through your, you know, you go through your experience at that position or other positions, and you try to do what's right.
Mike, is it any different because he's a quarterback? If you had, say, a defensive end who rotates, you know, you could play half the time, but with a quarterback, you're not going to do that usually. So
yeah, it's different
from each position. You know, obviously, if you can't go full speed at the quarterback position, you know, you got to be able to protect yourself. You got to be able to react. A little bit different than that in other positions. Yeah.
Given I'm sure you'd like to keep the Cleveland Browns guessing. Are you going to string this out as long as possible, even if you've already made a decision?
Probably.
That's what I suspected. But
So why'd you ask that silly question?
Sometimes you surprise me, Mike. I wanted to make sure.
Mike, Kirk was talking about just how much he's grown from Atlanta to now. How much have you seen him grow? Is there any way to quantify that growth?
You know, we talked about Richard Crawford, you know, how much did he grow? I think you always grow anytime you practice. If you're doing the scout team, you know, watching game film, and they're just going through a week of preparation, there's a growing curve for a young guy. And obviously with Kirk, no difference. You'd be able to go through those game plans and be prepared, ready to play. There's a lot of work involved, especially at the quarterback position. And Kirk's done a great job, and that's why he played the way he played, obviously. During the game.
Did he look like extra jump in his step today because there's a chance he might start?
You know, he handles himself the right way. It doesn't matter. He's one play away from being the starter, so he prepares if he's a starter, you know, every day because he knows he could be very quickly. And the backup quarterback, it's one of the toughest positions in the game because you got to be ready. You got to be ready to play, and you got to prepare yourself. And if you don't, you can get embarrassed pretty quickly.
We hear that about backups all the time, that they prepare like they're going to start. We walk by Kirk on the couch studying his playbook, and we go to open locker room every day. Have you ever had a backup that wasn't every single day preparing like he does, or is that just what?
Yeah, there's a lot of backups that aren't prepared when they go in, and they usually don't last very long. You only get so many opportunities.
Are there any other people who are injured or limited today?
Let's see, London did not practice. Trent was limited. Now we have a few guys getting treatment, Pierre getting treatment, but everybody else was full go.
Mike, Dr. Robert, in terms of what your expectations were for him today, were you surprised at all by what he was able to do, how he looked, or was it about what you expected?
No, I thought he looked, I was impressed what he was able to go out to that quickly. When I took a look at that blow on TV, I didn't think he would be able to do the things he did today.
You said, back to Pierre, you said he was getting treatment. Was he limited in practice or did not practice?
Full practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And D'Angelo's all back 100%.
We got about five guys that are getting treatment. We got to list everybody that's having treatment on the injury report, but everybody was full practice. Yeah. Anything else?
With Cook's, I guess, maturity or preparation, mm-hmm. you talked about how with Robert, you don't really know until you get him in here. What kind of sense for his maturity and mm-hmm. the way he handles himself did you have prior to the draft?
I think it's been great for both quarterbacks that come in because they feed off one another. They're both students of the game, both extremely bright, great work ethic, everything, all the intangibles that you look for in a quarterback. And to have that type of work ethic and work together, I think it's been great for both of them, where they could grow together. So it's been plus, and obviously they've both taken advantage of the opportunities they've had.
Mike, there are two guys in your defensive secondary who weren't even here a couple months ago who played a decent mm-hmm. amount last mm-hmm. Sunday, Johnson and Pugh. I wondered mm-hmm. how you think they're doing for you.
Oh, they did great. You know, Pugh had a nice sack on that third and six. Johnson did a great job when he was matched up on different wide receivers. Not afraid to play bump, not afraid to play off, and again, you're hoping guys come in and take advantage of the opportunity. I thought Murphy did a great job on special teams. He really stepped up and made a couple big plays, and that's what you're hoping guys will do.
What was it about Kirk when you guys were making that mm-hmm. decision that let you know that this guy isn't going to be a problem coming in here, that he's going to work hard and, you know, do all the right things?
Well, you get guys that are very competitive, very sharp. You knew exactly how he felt about Robert when we named him the starting quarterback and gave up what we gave up. And you have an opportunity to get a guy like Kirk. We thought it was the best thing for the organization, and I think that's proven out already.
Mike, there were a lot of comments about the state of the field on Sunday. Mm-hmm. This late in the season, I don't know if there's much you can do, but is there something you can do about that?
I'm not really worried about, you know, the field. You know, sometimes they paint it. Sometimes, it's not in great shape. My main thing is the footing. I thought the footing was pretty good. As long as the footing's good, I really don't care what it looks like. I mean, you like it perfect. Sometimes they'll resod it if it's not just perfect. I've had a problem with resodding a field. It's been worse after it was resodded a couple of times in different places that I've been. So as long as the footing's good, that's number one.